Okay, let's discuss a topic today related to the daf somewhat, and also related to Inyan of the Yoma. We had in the Gemara on last week's daf, on daf Nun Aleph Amebeis, the Mishnah had said that there are some things that need brachos before it, but does not need brachos after it. Everything the Gemara says that needs a bracha after it needs a bracha before it, like benching. If you make a bracha after you eat, you have to make a bracha before. But there are some things that you make a bracha before and not after. Like what? So the Gemara had four suggestions on Nun Aleph Amebeis. Maybe vegetables. There are some shitas that say you don't make a bracha after you eat vegetables. We don't paskin that way. Maybe water. Some shitas say you don't say any bracha after you drink water. We don't paskin that way either. Maybe the third suggestion is mitzvos. Brachas after mitzvahs, there were at least some. The B'nai Ma'arava, the Gemara says, they used to make a bracha after they took off their tefillin. Machlokas Rishonim, we mentioned whether that's only tefillin by all mitzvahs. According to some Rishonim, the Ritva quotes, by all mitzvahs. When you finish the mitzvah, just like before the mitzvah, you make a bracha. After the mitzvah, you make a bracha. So we don't pass in that way either. So the fourth suggestion was brachas on smell. We make a bracha before we smell something. We don't make a bracha after we smell it. Okay, but from that Gemara, when we mentioned that, we mentioned the fascinating shita of the Lavush. The Lavush in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Mem Zayin, where he discusses Birchas HaTorah, the Lavush suggests, why is it that we mention, we have two brachos for Birchas HaTorah? Says the Lavush, maybe the first bracha is the bracha la'achareha for yesterday's learning, and the second bracha is the bracha lefaneha for today's learning. Because after all, when can you make a bracha after you learn Torah? Well, you never finished. Until you fall asleep at night, you still have a chiyuv of learning. Until you finish the... So the only time you can make the bracha l'achareha for the previous day is when you wake up in the morning, so then you know for sure the previous day's learning was finished. That was the chiddush of the Lavush. That's why Lasso with the Rei Torah is going on the previous day's learning, the bracha achrona, and Asher Bachar Banu is going, just like we make a bracha of Asher Bachar Banu before we get an aliyah, that's the bracha before we learn bracha banu. So that kind of opens up the discussion that we could talk about, the idea, a lot to talk about, but we'll focus on one of the issues related to Birchas HaTorah. The other reason why this is a good topic to talk about is the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, I gave it to you towards the end, in source 26, Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says one of the reasons that the Churban HaBayis took place was last line She'ein Mevarchin BaTorah Tchila, because they did not make proper Birchas HaTorah. But there are other Gemaras, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, where it says the big three Averis or Sinas Chinam, but there's other, this other Gemara, Nedarim Pei Aleph Shel Bircha BaTorah Tchila. So what is the significance of Birchas HaTorah? And maybe through our ASEC, in trying to figure out what type of bracha this could be somewhat of a tikkun, that we are being osek in Birchas HaTorah in our discussion today. Okay, so a couple of questions to start us off. Question number one, what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? We usually know that there are three types of brachas. Usually we categorize them. The Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Brachas, there are three types of brachas. There's Birchas HaMitzvah, brachas that we make before we do a mitzvah. Birchas HaNehenin, brachas we make before we imbibe a pleasure, before we eat, drink, or smell something. And Birchos Shavach V'Hoda'ah, brachas that we make as a reaction to something that Hashem does, including He opens up and closes up our orifices, so we say Asher Yatzar. And after we see lightning, after we hear thunder, after we go to the bathroom, after we see the Grand Canyon, after we see a rainbow. Shavach V'Hoda'ah is always a reaction to an event that is in front of us. So the question is, where does Birchas HaTorah fit in? And we're not going to be mechalic now, maybe at the end we'll get back to why there are two brachos, Birchas HaTorah, as we just mentioned from the Lavush, but what exactly is the nature of these brachos? What type, which category does it fit in? There are those that point out that maybe there's a fourth category, and that is tefillah, but that's not for now, whether tefillah is a fourth category or not. The Rambam doesn't have that as a category in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas. So number one, what type of bracha is it? That's the main question that we're going to deal with. But just to add on, the Ramban in source number two quotes that it is a separate mitzvah saseh to say Birchas HaTorah. Separate mitzvah saseh d'oraita, besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which of course everybody quotes as one of the 613, the Ramban in the mitzvahs that he says that the Rambam forgot, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Tesvav, the 15th mitzvah, shenitz tavinu lahodos l'shmo yisparach b'chalei shenikra b'Torah. We are commanded to thank Him and praise Him whenever we learn Torah, ala tova gdola sha'asalanu, because of the great goodness that He did for us, besito taraso eleinu, in giving His Torah to us, v'hodianu hamasim haritzuyim lefanav, and He let us know the actions that are merutzeh, that he appreciates, shebahem, through them, nanach el chai ha'olam haba. We could get olam haba through them. So the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah seh daraisa. The Rambam does not. Why not? Berachas HaTorah, beautiful idea. It's a beferish gemar and brachas. The gemar and brachas even compares Berachas HaTorah to Berachas HaMazon. Really sounds like the Ramban in that gemara. Unless you say the Rambam counts it, but it's included in another mitzvah. Maybe it's included in Talmud Torah. Berachas HaTorah is included. But what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? Maybe we will be able to have a suggestion. And the Ramban even ends off. V'kasher nitztavinu bebracha achar kol ha'achila, kei nitztavinu bazu. Just like we are commanded to make a bracha after we eat, so too we are commanded to make a bracha before we learn. So our question is, what exactly is the Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban? Finally, the third question, and then we'll start getting to some of the answers. The Gemara in the first Berakah Maseches Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph Amabes. The Gemara tells us what requires Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara quotes four different opinions. What type of Torah requires Berachas HaTorah? Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzarech Lavarech, Lemedjein Tzarech Lavarech. Says Rav Huna, only Tar Shibach Saf. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Lemikra, Lemedjein Tzarech Lavarech, Lemishnein Tzarech Lavarech. No, Mikra and Medrash needs, but not Mishnah. Reb Yochanan, even Mishnah. Rava, even Talmud. So somewhat unusual machlokas. What's this? Four different opinions. No, Lamaisa, it's all Torah. Torah is Torah. Torah Shebech Sav, even if you want to say it's Torah Shebal Peh, the last three are all Torah Shebal Peh. So what's the machlokas about? Why should there be opinions out there that were limited? And if it is limited, why should it be limited in the way that it is? Good. Maybe we'll ask one final question. Again, what is the nature of the bracha? What type of bracha is it? Number one. Number two, what's the machlokas Rambam and Ramban about the type of bracha, counting it as a separate mitzvah aseh? Number three, what is the machlokas Amoram about in brachas Yud Aleph, various types of Torah? And finally, the last question, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Siman Mem Zayin, Im Hivsik, based on Tosfos, we'll get back to Tosfos also, Bez Hashem, Im Hivsik Milom Ovad Es Asik Basakav, as we know, if I go to davening in the morning, and then I stay for a shir, and then I go to work, and then I come back and I have a chavrusa at night, I don't make a new bracha. Even though I haven't been learning for 9 hours. I don't make a new bracha. This is unlike any other mitzvah. If I would put on tefillin for mincha again, the big mystery, we could talk about that another time, why we don't put on tefillin by mincha. We don't wear tefillin all day anymore because we can't have proper kavana. Okay, but what about mincha? Why shouldn't we, right? Rav Nemenzal wonders, and Rav Sternbach wonders, you know, Rav Nemenzal used to wear tefillin all day. But why don't we wear tefillin, right? At least for those few minutes? The Bir Halacha even has a suffix, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, to wear tefillin all day. So we don't. It's easier to get out of to explain what we do based on if it's a mitzvah, if it's a din d'rabbanan. But you'd make a new bracha for tefillin. If I go into a sukkah another time during the day, after a hefsik, I make a new bracha. If I would put on a new pair of tzitzis that I didn't have in mind after a big hefsik, I make a new bracha. So why here? All of a sudden, I'm learning, I have a big break. Kivan shedai to lach, so lo mo lavi hefsik, vodin l'shenu, mechaz v'es akise, to lavi hefsik. There's no hefsik when it comes to Berachas HaTorah, only one each day. Why? Why is there no hefsik problem? Good. So now let's try to get to some of the answers. On the surface, seem to be two ideas. We'll get to a third, we'll get to a fourth, but we'll start off with maybe the two simplest ideas. What type of bracha is Berachas HaTorah? On the surface, either, maybe, it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. Just like we make a bracha before we do many mitzvahs, before we do read the Megillah, before we blow shofar, before we shake a lulav, before we do every mitzvah, we make a bracha. If we don't, there's a reason why. Why don't we make a bracha on mitzvahs kibud avim? Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? Why don't we make a bracha on the other mitzvahs? There's always a reason why we wouldn't. But on the surface, maybe Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaMitzvah. Why do you make two brachas? Good question. But Berachas HaMitzvah, before we learn Torah, we make a bracha. That's one idea. Very mistaver. Or another idea, Shevach V'Hodah. The Ramban's lashon that we saw before in Surah 72. It's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Shevach V'Hodah, just like other Rishonim say that, Wahachnisa B'Brisa Shalavim Avinu. We say in the context of Bris Mila, Shevach V'Hodah, in the context of a Bris. Some Rishonim say the bracha by a wedding is Shevach. Right, we praise Hashem for making us Jews. So here too, every time we learn, Shevach V'Hodah. Maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says that it's counted as a separate mitzvah as a daraisa. Why? Because we have a precedent. We know there's another mitzvah out there, a bracha, that's shevach hodah, that's counted, and that's berachas hamazon. There are no berachas hamitzvos that are counted as mitzvahs daraisa. All berachas hamitzvos are derabanan. All brachas are derabanan except berachas hamazon. So maybe the Rambam doesn't count it because this is a berachas hamitzvah, and all berachas hamitzvos are derabanan. So I'm not going to count it as one of the 613. Mashenken, according to the Ramban, no, it's shevach hodah. Most shevach hodahs are derabanan. Most are derabanan. But there is one that's daraisa. We have a precedent. So maybe so too. Birchas HaTorah could also be that type of bracha. And that's the parallel, really. It fits in very nicely to the Ramban's words. Just like he compares it to Birchas HaMazon, based on the Gemara in Brachas Chaf Aleph. Just like we make a bracha on Birchas HaMazon, just like make the bracha of Birchas HaMazon, so too this. What else might be tali if you say these are the two issues, these are the two suggestions? Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin. There are other nafkaminas that could be tali on this chakira. Number one, another Rambam. L'shita so. Source number five, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. B'chol yom chayav adam l'varach shalosh brachos elu v'yachkach kori ma'ad p'divrei Torah. It says the Rambam, you gotta learn right after you make the bracha. The Rambam in his formulation of saying Birchas HaTorah, he says, and then v'yachkach kore ma'at midivrei Torah. V'nogo am likro berachas kohanim, the minog, that's what we do. We say berachas kohanim, berachas Hashem Yishbaracha, and then we say elu dvarim. We have a little Torah shebechsav, a little Torah shebalpeh, elu dvarim is a mishnah in Meseches Peah. And we say ezel makoman, if one, hopefully one says karbanis. So we learn. So the Rambam says, you gotta learn afterwards. That's very, works very nicely according to the Rambam. The Rambam who said that it's a berachas hamitzvah, so you gotta do the mitzvah right afterwards. It's drabanan, you don't count it as a mitzvah say daraisa, and you have to learn right afterwards. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos quotes the Yerush, that we don't hold like the Yerushalmi that the Rambam is based on, source number six. So the Kaim calls the Yerushalmi, hold the Gemara Shalon, and lo amru, vein sochla alto lomo. You don't have to learn right away. You don't have to learn right away. See, Birchas HaTorah. Then you can daven, you don't have to learn. Again, Tosfos might be because of Shevach Hodah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore we're just saying Shevach, thank you Hashem for giving us the Torah. So, number one, is it counted as a mitzvah? Number two, is there a need to learn immediately after the break in the bracha? Number three, very interesting issue, very lamaisa. Does one need to make a bracha before they think in Torah? Halavai, we should also all wake up in the morning thinking about the sugya that we were involved in yesterday. Well, it doesn't happen so often, but if it does, so we have to make sure, no, I didn't break the Torah yet, I can't. Talking in Divrei Torah, obviously you have to make a bracha beforehand. But what about thinking? Says the Shulchan Aruch, HaMahar B'Divrei Torah, source 7, Eino Sarach Lavarich. The Shulchan Aruch says, you do not need to make Berachas HaTorah before you think about Torah. You can think about the Ksos, you can think about the Gemara from yesterday, before, when you're lying in bed in the morning. If you ever lie in bed in the morning after you wake up. Magen Avram says, why? Source 8, Delav Kedibur Dami. Because Hebrew is Lav Kedibur, and therefore, you do not need the Bracha. Says the Vilna Gaon, I'm sorry. The Vilna Gaon, Kedaka Bakodesh, many times, he argues on the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gra, no. Avokozet Sarech Iyun. Dikan Mivarech Al HaMitzvah. The Gra says it explicitly. I don't understand. Are you getting a mitzvah that say of Talmud Torah when you're thinking about Torah? Of course you are. Right? Thinking in Torah, what? If somebody thinks about a Tosis for an hour without saying a word, he's just banging his head against the wall trying to figure out what the Pshat of Tosis. Well, he doesn't get Talmud Torah. Of course he gets the mitzvah of Talmud Torah then. Says the Gra, when somebody thinks about Torah, kama varech ala mitzvah, v'chi leka mitzvah behirur, v'alo nomar, v'hagisa bo yom v'alayla, the pasuk in Yehoshua perak aleph. It says you have to be osek v'torah, ratzo lomar, what does v'hagisa mean? It doesn't say v'dibarta v'torah. V'hagisa v'torah, ratzo lomar, believe, kemo shekasa v'hegyon libi. Right, but Lulumi says, well, I don't understand. I think the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Of course you have to make a bracha before your mahar hair. So maybe what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? According to the Vilna Gaon, he says it explicitly. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Before you're mahar hair, you have to make the bracha. And that's why the Gra would fit in with the line of the Rambam. Right? You have to make a bracha before you're mahar hair. And you have to learn right afterwards. And you don't count it as a separate mitzvah. Masha Einkein, according to Ba'alei Tosfos, according to the Ramban, maybe that's the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to make a bracha because it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a bracha on Shevach Hodah. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the Torah. And therefore, one would be able to be maharher before making the bracha. Good. Next, two more nafkaminas before we get to the third idea. Another nafka mina, very lamaisa also. All these are very lamaisa. All Shulchan Aruch. Right, it comes up sometimes with slichos. Does one have to say berachas haTorah before they say daven slichos? Before they say slichos? A lot of times we say slichos early in the morning, and we didn't say berachas haTorah yet. Does one have to say berachas haTorah before slichos? Many times slichos have psukim in them. Hashem, Hashem, karach v'chanan. That whole section is psukim. But we're not saying that as Torah. We're taking Torah and dressing it up as tefillah. So what is it? Do you need a bracha for that? Torah dressed up as tefillah. We have that discussion in other areas as well. Right? Sometimes we use parts of psukim in davening. And the Gemara's, the poskim wonder, is that a violation of kol psukei d'lo paskei Moshe anan lo paskinan? You're not allowed to say half a psukim. Right? Sometimes Shabbos morning, people start off Kiddush. Al-Kain Berach Hashem! That's a half a pasuk. You let it start off with Al-Kain. Yom HaShishi is a half a pasuk. Vayer Be'Voker is even a half a pasuk. So isn't that a violation? So the Aruch HaShulchan, other poskim say, okay, you want to see the whole pasuk, wonderful. But if not, Yesh Makom L'Hakka, because we're not saying these B'Torah's psukim, we're saying them B'Torah's tefillah. So that's just a parallel. So what about here? Does one require Berachas HaTorah when they say Torah B'Derech Tefillah V'Sachnunim? So that is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Mem Vav. Siman Mem Vav is the Siman about Berachas HaTorah. Siftes. Lo Yikra Psukim Kodne Berachas HaTorah. Afa Bishu Omrim Derech Tachnunim. Don't say Psukim first. V'yesh Omrim Shein Lachash. And some say, don't worry about it. Kivan She'ina Omrim El Derech Tachnunim B'Nachal Lachash L'Sfar Rishona. Better the first opinion, but know that there is a second opinion. But the Ramah says, the Minhag is like Sfar Achrona, the Minhag is V'Mekel, that you don't say it. Again, the question is, so what's the Machlokas about? Do you need it or not? So are you getting the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah here? No. When I daven, and I say Ashrei in davening, am I getting the credit for learning a Perek of Tehillim? I'm not getting credit for Torah. I'm davening. It's Tefillah. It's not Torah. Right? The Gemara says in one place that this is called Chaya Olam, and this is called Chaya Yisho, the Gemara in the first Perek of Shabbos. Right? One of the Amoraim was davening for a long time. So his friend says to him, what are you spending so much time on Chaya Yisho? Why aren't you always thinking Chaya Olam? Right, so said these, they don't mix. Right, we shouldn't be learning while we're davening. It's another idea. But the Shulchan Aruch says, of course these 2 days, so maybe the pshat is that if you say that it's a birchas mitzvah, then you don't have to make a bracha beforehand because you're not getting the mitzvah. This isn't Talmud Torah. If it's Shavach v'Hodah, so maybe whenever we come in contact with Torah, we have a chiyuv to be Meshaveach Hashem. Doesn't matter how we're using the psukim. It's Torah, even though we're not doing Limud HaTorah. But maybe the bracha was instituted as Shavach whenever we come in contact with Torah. Another suggestion. Okay, so far what do we have? We had 4 nafkaminas related to mitzvah or Shavach v'Hodah. Number 1, should it be counted as a separate mitzvah say daraisa? Number 2, do you have to learn right afterwards? Number 3, what if you're maharher? Number 4, what about psukim? And number 5, 5th and last nafkamina, which will bring us into the third approach. And that is women. Women. Do women have to say Berachas HaTorah? The Shulchan Aruch is clear. 4 words. Nashim Mevarchos Berachas HaTorah. Source 11, Siman Mem Zayin. Women have to say Berachas HaTorah. So, the question, Siman Mem Zayin, that's the Siman on the Berachas HaTorah. Siman Mem Vav, what we said before, was that was Pesukei Zimra. Berachas and Berachas HaShachar. But the Shulchan Aruch says clearly they do. The question is why? That women have to say Berachas HaTorah is not controversial. Why they have to say Berachas HaTorah is controversial. Right? After all, aren't women paturas from Talmud Torah? So why would they have to say Berachas HaTorah? Says the Magen Avram, right there, Nashim Chayavos, Ta Chayavos Lomo, Dinim Sholahem. The Magen Avram says, no, women are obligated to learn a lot of Torah. Kidim Masha Kamosha Kasa B'Yaradeya. Like it says in Yaradeya, Simen Reish Men Vav, Inilchas Talmud Torah, women have to learn all mitzvahs that are shayach to them. Shabbos, Kashrus, Tarsu Mishpacha, Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Halavai men should know everything that women have to know. Right, so women don't have to know every piece of lundus of every Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Okay, but in terms of, they have plenty to know. Says the Magen Avraham, that's why they say Berachas HaTorah. Because they also have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah as well. That's the Magen Avraham. Pashtus, what's he saying? It's a Berachas HaMitzvah. And they have the mitzvah. That's the Pashtus of the Magen Avraham. The difficulty is, says the Vilna Gaon, but women, the Gemara says, are pturis from Talmud Torah. That Torah that they have to learn is only to get them ready to be able to do the mitzvos. That's their chiv of Talmud Torah. It's part of the Maisa Mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is to learn about Shabbos. Part of the Mitzvah of Taras HaMishpacha is to learn about Taras HaMishpacha beforehand. But it's more of the Hechsher. So ask the Gra. Source 13, but Dvarim Dechuyim, he come upon him. No. The Krat Soveach, the Pasuk screams. V'limadetem es b'neichem, v'lo b'noseichem. Hech tomar v'tzivonu v'nosam lonu. Says the Gra, that's not the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not because women are obligated in Talmud Torah. So the Gra says, here he doesn't argue on the Shulchan Aruch, he just gives another pshat. A different pshat to the Shulchan Aruch than the Magen Avraham gave. Ela, says the Gra, ha'ikar api mashakaza tosos v'shar poskim. The ikar is what Bali Tosfos say. The nashim mevarchos al kol mitzvah zasei shazman grama. Just like we know Bali Tosfos, and the Rama quotes this in many other contexts. Women can make a bracha on zman gramas, even though they're not obligated. Women can make a bracha on lulav and shofar v'chulu. So just like they make brachas where they're not obligated, so to here they make a bracha even though they're not obligated. That's the Gra. Wonderful, beautiful. Think about it. Let's just first focus on the Gra, and then we'll ask on the Gra. The Vilna Gaon said before, remember, he argued on the Shulchan Aruch by Hiro because he holds it's a mitzvah. So the Gra here also holds that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. His argument on the Magen Avraham is not arguing in the Birchas HaTorah realm. It is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but you're wrong. Because they're not obligated. It's just that they can make this Birchas HaMitzvah even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah. But both the Magen Avraham and the Gra hold that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The big difficulty with the Gra, it's such an obvious question that obviously there has to be an answer to this question, is that the Gra here is explaining the Shulchan Aruch, and he's using a psak of the Rama to explain the Shulchan Aruch. What is the Gra saying? The Gra is saying, hey, well, women make brachas on Zman Gramas. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. Only the Rama quotes Bali Tosfos and Hilchas Tzitzis and Hilchas Lulav, the Chulu. The Shulchan Aruch would say women cannot make a bracha on lulav, cannot make a bracha on tzitzis. What is the Gra talking about? How does the Gra say that? So he's saying, it must be that. Just like there's a parallel in the Ashkenazic world, so too, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here. But it's a jump. If you think about it, he doesn't make a big deal about it. But if you think about it a little bit, it's a very difficult model. Because that's not what the Shulchan Aruch holds. So maybe there's a different idea. Maybe there's another idea we could give for women. Why women are chayavos, not because they're chayav the mitzvah shalahem like the Magen Avraham, not like the Gra says, it's like a Zman Grama, but maybe there is, I gave you the Shulchan Aruch HaSimen Yuzayin, that's a Ramah. It's not a Shulchan Aruch that says that women are allowed to say it. So that brings us to our third idea. It's either a third idea or a version of Shevach HaHodah, number two, however one classifies it, and that is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is quoted in the Briska Rav and the Griz in Hilchas Brachas, where he was asked this issue about Nashim. He didn't like the Magen Avraham, he didn't like the Gra. So, he gives another answer. He quotes on the fifth line, V'shamati mipi Adoni Avi Mori V'Rabi Hagon HaChazin Zechaz HaChaz L'Vracha L'Av Resh Omar. So the Griz quotes his father, Reb Chaim, to be Birchas HaTorah Ein HaBracha Al Kiyam HaMitzvah Shel Talmud Torah Rak Hu Din Bifnei Atzmo. The Torah ba'i bracha. Says Reb Chaim, Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a bracha on how it's explained in the yeshivas. It's a bracha on the chefsa shel Torah. It's a bracha that whenever we come in contact with Torah, that requires a bracha. That experience. Ukad yafinu labrachas. Kishem Hashem ekra. What's the source for Birchas HaTorah? Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of God, Havu Godel, I have to ascribe greatness. What does that mean? When you come in contact with Torah, which is the Shem Hashem, like the Ramban describes in the Hagdama, Im Kain, Ein Tadin Shashach La Mitzvah Klal, this has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rak the HaTorah Atzma Teuna Bracha. Torah itself requires a bracha. Women are Peturos from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But when they come in contact with Torah, Chefsa Shel Torah, they have to make a bracha. They have to make a bracha. If anybody comes in contact with Torah, that might be the svara for why, even if we say, Psukim B'derach Tachnunim, you have to make a bracha. You're not learning, but you're coming in contact with Torah. The Chefsa Shel Torah, coming in contact with Torah, requires a bracha. That's a fancy way, a fancy type of Shevach HaHodah, or maybe it's just a third idea, it's a bracha on Chefsa Shel Torah. And again, some of the nafkaminas maybe here. What about Hirhor? is hearer, there is no chetza shel Torah. So maybe you don't have to make a bracha on hearer because you're thinking about Torah, but that you're not coming in contact with chetza shel Torah. So it could be, or maybe you could say the other way, it is a chetza shel Torah. But either way, said Reb Chaim, and this is quoted in the Emek Bracha as well, in Source 18, that maybe Reb Chaim's idea could help us understand the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph, if you remember, had the four different opinions. What exactly, what part of Torah needs Birchas HaTorah? So we went Mikra, or even Medrash, or even Mishnah, or even Talmud. Those are the four different opinions, Talmud meeting Gemara. So why is it? What are these Shitas arguing about? So Rashi explains. Look at Rashi in Source 16. Rashi there in Brachas Yud Aleph. Rashi says, why even Gemara? So if you would have said, ask me, why even Gemara? So Rashi says, Shehu Iker HaTorah. Shemimenu Hora Yotza. Because Gemara is the Iker. Gemara is the one that's the basis of all of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the basis of our Mesorah. That's the Iker. That's what Rashi says. As we expand, Gemara, the Talmud, is independent and it's most inclusive. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah, though. Pointed out by the Emek Bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah, in Surah 17, why would you include Talmud? Not because it's the Iker, but look at his Lashon. Da'afilu le'talmud tzorach levarech, she'betalmud gamkein mifareish ikarei hapsukim. If you don't focus on it carefully, then we don't catch it. Because even Gemara explains the psukim. What does that mean? Says the Emek Bracha. Really, according to Reb Chaim, it's beautiful. The Gemara there is focusing on Chetza Shel Torah. Birchas HaTorah is about coming in contact with Psukim. The question is, what is Psukim? Psukim or Psukim? Medrash is one level of explanation of Psukim. Mishnah is a little more distant, a little more expanded definition of how you define Psukim. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and says that according to the third and fourth opinion, even Talmud, why? Not because it's the Iker. That would be in terms of Talmud Torah, it's the Iker. But what does Rabbi Elazar say? That even Talmud is an explanation and an expansion of the Psukim. Meaning, all four Shitos say that the Bracha is on the Chetza Shel Torah. So I'm coming in contact with Torah. Torah is defined as Torah Shebichsav. But what could we include in the expansion and the inclusion of Torah Shebichsav? That's how Reb Chaim would learn this machlokes, what they're arguing about. Good. So that's a third idea. Again, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shavach Vahodah, and Reb Chaim, a bracha on Chetza Shel Torah. There is a fourth and final idea, though, that is suggested by some achronim. The Stifler has this in the brachas in Simen Chaf Beis, and there's a mefarish on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of Medrash Eicha. Quoting that commercial, Bercha Batorah Tchila. Got that? I didn't photostat it, but the beginning of the bottom, the two-volume Medrash Rabbahs. So on the bottom, Minchas Bikurim, maybe I don't remember exactly. In the Psicha, there on the bottom, so he also quotes this idea, and that is maybe Berchas HaTorah is the third category, and that is maybe it's a Berchas HaNehenin. Berchas HaTorah is a bracha on the Hana'ah of Talmud Torah. The Yesh Lomar, Dibit Talmud Torah, says the Stifler in Source 19. Milvad Shaha Bracha Hi Birchas HaMitzvah. It is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but there's another element to it. And that's Birchas HaNe'anin. How do I see that? How do I know that? A number of sources. But he says, first of all, look at the Nusach. V'nireh. Shekin Muchach Mi Nusach HaBracha Sheh Birchas HaTorah. The Al Mitzvahs Mavarach Nesherka Nesharab Mitzvahs V'Sivanu. Whenever you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, the focus is on the Maisa Mitzvah. Or the act that's being done. Lishma kol shofar. Al mikra megillah. Netilas yadayim. Birchas HaMitzvah is always somehow, there's a verb in there. The focus is the verb. The focus is the act. Velok mevarchinan al shabara lanu atzachefsa shal mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. Thank you for creating the shofar. Thank you for creating the lulav, the matzah. That's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But a Birchas HaNehenin is always focusing on the object. The opposite. Shem v'ayim v'arachan al ma'isa ha'achila el al ha'chefsa shebo'rei pri ha'etz ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz v'chein kulam. The tovis of the bracha is the item involved. Says the Stifler, we make two brachos. First we say, la'asok p'divrei Torah. That's bracha on the ma'isa ha'mitzvah. That's a bracha ha'mitzvah. But then we focus on Asher Bachar Banu, Mikol Ha'amim Vanaslan Torasso. That Hashem was Mamsi the Torah. Hashem chose us to give us the Torah to. That's parallel to a Berchas Hanenin. Uberchas Torah Shachar Zika Shnei Brachas. Bracha Rishon Asher Gershav Zivanu Ala Torah. Shezo Signal Berchas HaMitzvos. And then Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Shun Kenusach Berchas Hanenin Shemavarech Al HaChefsa Shel Torah. Because that is on the object and that's a reflection of a Berchas Hanenin, not a Berchas HaMitzvah. So that you have even in the Nusach of the Bracha. That's the stipler. Where else do we see this? The famous comment of the Eglei Tal. In Source 21, the Eglei Tal writes, V'sachat Shav Rebbe, that some people came to him and said, you know, isn't the greatest level of Talmud Torah where you learn, and you don't really enjoy it, but you're learning purely L'shem Shamayim because Hashem told you to learn. Says V'sachat Shav Rebbe, I never heard of such a foolish comment in my life. The greatest level of learning is when you enjoy it and you love it and it goes into your bones and it goes into your blood. That's the greatest level of learning. B'emezet toz mefursam, says the Eglei Tal. In his Akdama to his Sefer on Shabbos. Adaraba, ki zehi ikar mitzvos limud Torah. The ikar is liosas, v'sameach u'misaneg limudo. To be so happy and enjoy and pleasurable. V'oz divetorin ivlon b'damo, then it will be absorbed in his blood. That's ultimate lishma. Hanoah is a major part of Talmud Torah. He even says there, that's lishma. That's not shalom lishma. Even halachically, this is beautiful. I first heard this many, many years ago from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig. Would like to quote this from Rav Avraham Nahor. Rav Avraham Nahor in Source 22, one of the less known Rishonim on Maseches Nedarim. The Mishnah says in Nedarim that if I make a neder from a certain city, I'm mudrana from a city, I'm not allowed to get benefit from a certain city, then I'm not allowed to use the svarim of that city. So the Mishnah says, and daf memches. So the question the Rishonim ask is, we know there's a principle called mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos aren't called hana'ah. Lav lehenos nitnu. If I'm mudar enough from a city, I'm allowed to shake a lulav from that city. That's not called getting hana'ah. I'm not allowed to buy a lulav. But I can use a lulav from that city. That's not called hana'ah. So ask the Rishonim on that Mishnah Nedarim, why should the svarim be usur? Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. It's not called hana'ah. Says Rav Avraham Nahor, that principle applies to all mitzvos, except for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, a major element of Talmud Torah, is the hana'ah that one gets from Talmud Torah. Says Rav Avraham Nahor, on line 9, Alva mitzvahs limud, shehu inyan siyur ha'lev, v'yadiyas ha'emes, ikar ha'tzivui hu l'tzayer ha'emes u l'his'aneg, v'leonos b'mada l'sameach l'vav v'sichlo. The ikar tzivui is to get hana'ah and be mis'aneg. That's what it's about. And that's why he continues and says, that's why you're not allowed to do it when a person's an avel, Rachmana Litzlan. Because a major element in Torah is the simcha that one gets. And therefore one's not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. One's not allowed to learn on when they're in Avelis. So if there's such an element of hana'ah, so then memela, it's not too far-fetched to take the next step and say that the bracha, before we do this, is a birchos hanen. Okay, so we have Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shalaf HaHoda'ah, Chefsa Shal Mitzvah, assuming that's a separate approach, and Birchos HaNen. Those are really the four ideas that we wanted to bring out. Maybe just to mention two final points. Number one is a halachic discussion that the Rishonim have, and that is getting back to the Hefsik issue. Why is there no Hefsik problem by Talmud Torah? Right, I learn, I stop, and I come back 4 hours later, no new bracha. This is a separate point. Says the Tosas in Brachas, Source 23, Yud Aleph, on that Gemara, V'yesh lomar, shiny Torah. Torah is different, she'eno miya'esh daito. Torah is never gone from my mind. To call Shah Adam Mechuyav Lomod, because after all, there's always a chiyav to learn. Or another way of saying it, the Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh says, every moment there are halachas that we should have our heads in. Even in the bathroom there are halachas, even on the court, even in the business office. So in the back of our mind there's always Torah. Tichsiv ha-gisva yom v'alayla. V'havi kemo yoshiv kol ha-yom b'lo hefsik. It's as if there's no hefsik. What does that mean? It's a beautiful idea that Torah never leaves us. Rav Soloveitchik gave the beautiful mashal. Rav Soloveitchik says there's two types of awarenesses in life. There's acute awareness and latent awareness. When a child is at home with his mother, the mother is acutely aware that the child is there and all the child needs v'chulu. When the child goes off to school, all those hours, the mother is not focusing on the child directly, but in the back of a mother's mind, the child's always there. Latent awareness. That's Torah. Even if we're not focusing on it right now, it's in the back of our minds. That's what he said, Pshat is Hadron Alach. At a Siyam, we say, Hadron Alach, we'll come back to you. We're just switching the compartments. We're not forgetting about the Masechta. We're just putting it in the back of our minds now. We're moving it from the acute to the latent as we take a different Masechta to put in our acute awareness. Says the Rav, says Rav Salvechik, maybe that's the Pshat of why there is no Hefzik issue by Birchas HaTorah. Number one. Number two, just to get back, you can't have a shiur on Birchas HaTorah without mentioning the Ran. In the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, we'll just end off our discussion with the Gemara Nedarim again. Shlo Berchu BaTorah Tchila. The Churban happened because of they didn't make the Bracha. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Ran, source 27, why did they say Birchas HaTorah? What's the symbolism and what's so hard? What, they made all the Brachas? Didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, they weren't machshev Torah enough. They weren't machshev. Oh, this deserves a bracha. They weren't machshev it enough. They didn't learn Torah lishma. What does that mean? Says the Beis Halevi, a beautiful idea. Beis Halevi says you got to put two other Gemaras together, and then we'll be able to get an answer. The Gemara tells us that the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Beis says that you only make a bracha on the final stage of doing a mitzvah. We paskin. We don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. We make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. We don't make a bracha on writing a mezuzah. You only make a bracha on putting up the mezuzah. You don't make a bracha on writing tefillin. You only make a bracha on wearing tefillin. You only make the bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. That's the rule. Only asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Only at the final stage of a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, we know there are two elements of Talmud Torah. This Talmud Torah luman amanas lasos, and then this Talmud Torah limana Torah lishma. He says, in Parshas Mishpatim, that's where this Beis Halevi appears, maybe that's the difference between men and women. Men have both elements, and women only have the chiv, they have the chiv of Lomod, but Lomod Amanas Lasos, in order to know what to do. They want to learn more, okay, but Lomod Amanas Lasos. Says the Beis Halevi, put these two Gemaras together. You know why they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Because they didn't believe in Talmud Torah type 2. They only believe in Talmud Torah type 1. Lomod Amanas Lasos. And therefore, they didn't make a bracha on the Talmud Torah because they felt it was only a hechsher mitzvah. Only the final stage gets a bracha, and that is the Maisa HaMitzvah. They didn't believe in Talmud Torah per se, Talmud Torah, Liman HaTorah, Lishma, and that's why they didn't make a bracha on it. It wasn't chashiv in their eyes. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah, because they didn't think there was something independently valuable about the Talmud Torah. Right? They just said it's just getting to the ends, a means to the ends for Loman Amanas Lasos. That's why the Churban happened. When we don't appreciate the uniqueness and the significance of Talmud Torah Lishma, learning for the sake of learning, right? Not skipping the Kashim and Taras sugyas, as we many times have the Yetzirah, so to speak, to rush through that. Oh, give me a Lamaisa piece. No, every little bit of Talmud Torah Lishma specifically, when we could appreciate every little bit and significance of Talmud Torah, that's when, Bez Hashem, if we didn't make Berachas HaTorah, and that brought the Churban, let us make Berachas HaTorah properly, and realize the significance of every word of Torah, and Bez Hashem, that will give us back the Beis HaMikdash.